Hi, everybody. It's time for your Wednesday Agribeef Minute here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, today I'm actually producing this program from our nation's capital. I'm back here in Washington, D.C. this week attending the Public Lands Council and NCBA's Spring Legislative Conference, where on Tuesday, the NCBA submitted official comments to the USDA outlining key principles for the regulation of fake meat products and encouraging the agency to look beyond modifying standards of identity in order to help provide adequate protection for beef producers and consumers. Here's the NCBA's Director of Government Affairs, Danielle Beck.
In looking at the petition, one of the reasons why we don't believe that just defining and creating a new standard of identity for beef is enough is because if you look at what's happened with the dairy industry, any product that's regulated under FDA has a whole host of rules that are separate to what happens at USDA, and FDA has turned a blind eye to improperly labeled imitation products for quite some time now.
And she says the NCBA's regulatory principles are designed to effectively address both plant-based and lab-grown imitation beef products. If you'd like to read more, visit us online at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.